It's interesting listening to some of your teammates because everyone's kind of got a different opinion with the 2-0 start. Some have said, yeah, you know what, it's kind of nice to prove a lot of those doubters wrong, and others have said, it's too early to get too excited. Where are you kind of waiting?
It kind of is what it is. You know, people's opinions are people's opinions. You know, we know what kind of team we had, beginning of training camp, and what kind of damage we can do to this league. And, you can either sit back and say, we're satisfied where we're at, or we can keep on moving on.
The city's excited, pleasantly surprised on what's happening. Are you guys, is it different in the locker room, or is it kind of like, we know we can do this?
Oh, we all know we can do it. It's just about putting it together. There's always questions there about putting it together, from the fans or the media and stuff like that. But, we always knew it. At one point we could put it together.
How do you feel about how you're being incorporated so far? Obviously, he's starting off with Buck, but he's saying that he will still use a rotation of running backs. But how do you feel about where you are in that so far?
As a player, on this team, you got to be satisfied as long as you're winning. And, and then yourself, motivationally, you want to play more. But, you got to wait your turn. You got to be patient. And one of these days, you'll get your turn.
Do you think you're getting a fair shot so far?
Of course, there's a, fair shot's all what you make it. And, I think I've done, legitimately what all I could do. So, time will tell.
Did you guys do any special teams yesterday? Did Josh tell you if you're going to be back there on kickoffs?
Really haven't told me yet. We haven't really practiced it. It's just up to Coach McDaniels and what he wants to do.
Do you feel, one mistake, is there like a no-tolerance policy, or do players get another chance?
I think there's not a no-tolerance policy, I don't believe. It's just, who he thinks is, best prepared to play. And, he's a smart guy. He's a good coach, and, I respect him and, look up to him.
The other end, tackles, obviously your field of vision. Just what has Coach Prever taught you guys that's helped you have such a fast start on special teams in that element?
I just think he's made things really simple, as far as, with scheme and situational play and stuff like that. And, pretty much just tells you to go down there and make a play, and it's been really, really, really easy for us.
Peyton, that one turnover was really, completely exceptional because you've done a great job holding on the ball. Seems like the whole team. Is that something that's preached over and over?
Oh, yeah. I think on every team, the initial thought of holding on to the football and not creating turnovers is a big part of everybody's game. And, like I said, maybe he thought I wasn't well prepared enough and, set me out. But, he's a smart guy. We won the game, and I'm happy.
Obviously, he had trust in you near the goal line, late in the game. Put you in there, so.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, no accepting business. He put me back in there, had faith and confidence in me, and, I made the most of that opportunity.
Peyton, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.